Sandy there?
No, she can't come until 2:15. She'll be joining us at 4:15.
Okay.
And this is Ken. Ken Jones.
Hey, Ken Jones.
We're now recording.
Okay, we're recording. All right, well, the only ones we had word that Michael would be here and Mike and Craig Stewart would be here. So they were the only two that we were expecting who were not online. There's just a few items. I don't think this call will take all that long today. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for sending me those progress blurbs. I know that was kind of quick notice. And hopefully, Ken, everything went fine and you got them.
Yes, that was fine. That was all we actually needed here at this point. And actually, in the future, if we can get little bullets like that, if something happens, we'll go ahead and save them. Very useful for the work we have to do here.
Okay, so I think we'll send out an email to everybody and tell them that when they do have any significant progress or publication, if they email it to me, I will then put it together and get it to you. I was very, very pleased. I thought that a lot of the projects have moving along and that they're on an accelerating pace. And that I think that there were four papers that mentioned CIFASD that came out last year or in press.
Mm-hmm.
So I was pleased. A lot of those came from the basic science group, and so that's good, and I appreciate that. One of the major items that has come up is, well, there are a couple things, but the utilization of the cameras, and Elizabeth's on, and right now we have the 3D cameras that are placed in Buffalo, New York, and in Finland, and we need to know who wants a camera in the future. And I guess Phil was going to be scheduled for the one in Luther's lab to be moved to Phil, but Phil, from your emails, I'm getting the impression that that's not a reasonable thing to do.
I have a proposal being reviewed today and tomorrow. If that goes through and we're able to schedule a big clinic in South Africa in September or October of next year, then we could definitely use it then.
All right, so one in South Africa.
Yeah, in terms of the planes, we don't need it immediately.
Okay. Joe, I know that you had wanted one for South Africa as well. And
well, if we can probably work around Phil's schedule.
Okay.
So
I mean, is there an immediate need?
No. We're accumulating children, at the rate of one or two a week. And, later is better because the more we're going to just do a special clinic for the children that we've already assessed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really not in any rush.
Okay. Sarah, did you want to bring one to San Diego?
Yes, I would.
All right. Well, the camera that's in Finland is there until June 5th, and then we have to get it out of the country or pay a large fine. So I would suggest that we take the one from Finland and bring it to South Africa or to Russia. Probably to South Africa, since it looks like September would be good there, and take the one from Luther when he's finished and bring that to San Diego. Does that make reasonable sense to everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Works for me. Do you know that works for me?
All right. And the only other thing about the camera is that, Ken, I think you need to work out a naming convention with Andy Aronson for the two-dimensional imaging.
Yeah, I think that's being worked on.
Okay.
I guess the only question I have about the South Africa plan, Phil, were you saying that September, October being good is contingent on this grant getting funded?
Exactly.
I have every confidence in Phil.
But the camera project is still a part of the CFAS rather than the other project, right, Phil?
Pardon?
The project with the 3D camera is a part of the CFAS project.
Well, what we had offered to do was that if our big prevention trial, prevention and epi trial gets funded, that we would take it over at that time next year, and we would be able to see getting customs is going to be a problem. And so what we thought we'd do was kill two birds with one stone. That is, that we would use the 3D camera for the EPI effort, which is under review, and do 3D imaging of our subjects for our neuropsych and educational interventions, which are part of the CIFASD.
Okay.
So we're trying to kill two birds with one stone there.
Okay. All right. The next issue that I have is I'm about to send out a solicitation for the use of the third year pilot project money, which is not allocated to any specific project. So if anyone has ideas about where I should send that out to, let me know, okay? In our proposal, we said that it would be open to people outside of the consortium as well as people within the consortium. So if people could get me any ideas of where we should solicit funds from, and there have already been several requests, and what we're going to do is we're going to have a form that people can fill out on the web with a brief description of a project, and then have an application come in, which was going to be reviewed by the steering committee, but now the steering committee is everybody, so we'll have to do that through that executive committee or to outside reviewers.
How much funding is available for that?
$120,000 in direct cost.
So that's four projects?
That's for, yeah, each project can only get a maximum of $30,000. I'm sorry, did everyone hear that?
No.
A project can only get $30,000, a single project, so we could fund four.
Do you have
When would that start?
Pardon?
When would that funding start?
September 1, 2006, or 2005, I'm sorry. Yeah, 2005.
Ed, are you still entertaining the idea that those of us who have projects, could apply for a third year?
We have to work that out to see whether that's within the requirements of the RFA that went out. But a proposal probably could be modified to make it work. And Ken and Lori may know better on that than I do.
Well, we can all talk about that, but we would have one that's very much modified. It would be totally different activity, but with the same population.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about using those funds to supplement projects that were, underfunded to begin with and to do things that have come up as a result of the larger grant.
Okay.
The other issue that I had was how we could make use of our website to provide education training resources. So if anyone has ideas on that, of what type of information we should put on there, it was suggested that we could put PowerPoint presentations up that people could download and use, things like that. Education is a mission of the consortium, so if people have ideas, I'd appreciate receiving those as well. The only other thing is to kind of hear what issues or problems have people arising, or whether they think that we need to start putting more energies in getting things done. And first, I'd like to ask either Lori or Ken if they have any comments.
Not at this point.
Okay.
I may at the end.
Okay.
Laurie, do you have any?
Not at this point.
Okay.
So is anyone experiencing any problems that you know haven't been discussed via the listserv and the web and or on email or things that we really need to deal with?
This is Sarah. The one thing that I would like to request is that we haven't received any of the videotapes of testing. People are supposed to send us their either pilot or subject testing for review, and I haven't received.
Do you think you could send out a reminder email to everybody?
Sure.
To get those to us so that you can look them over and things like that. I know that I think all the behavioral testing equipment, including the neonatal, Ken, you got that the other day, right, to pick up to bring to Russia?
Yes.
The Baileys for that, so.
You know what? I think the Baileys are still sitting in my office.
No, we got them.
You have them?
Yeah.
I think you have the boxes, Sarah.
Okay.
So.
And we may want those boxes, so please don't throw them out, Sarah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Ann, are you having any problems that we need to deal with?
No, things are rolling along fine, thanks.
Yeah. Joe, anything there?
No, we're doing good.
Craig, did you come on? Elizabeth, facial imaging, I know that you're getting images now, and are there any issues that we need to deal with as a committee?
I don't think so. Where are the dysmorphology forms, though? Can they still be accessed yet so we can do some comparisons to the measurements that the investigators are taking?
Ken, do you have an answer to that?
I can speak for Italy.
Oh, completed. I'm sorry.
I can speak for Italy.
Yes, please.
I'm having a hard time hearing anybody.
Me too.
Phil, you said you could speak for Italy?
Yeah, our dysmorphology forms are still in Italy. The data are being entered for our particular epidemiology project there. And by January, we're doing our case conferences, and we can get the dysmorphology forms at that point.
We really need the dysmorphology forms on the ones that have taken images.
Right, so that would be possible.
Yeah, so that project is, we're talking primarily from Buffalo and Finland.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking from Andy.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. I
can certainly call or contact Luther and Gene and find out. Luther, are you on the phone?
No, I don't think he's going to join us. Well, are they entering into that access database, Ken?
I thought so.
Yeah, Luther is.
Yeah.
So, all right, so it seems if you can email them to find out if the data are in fact being entered in that access database and then being forwarded to the informatics people.
But she knows Luther has.
Right, yes, but, I mean, has Andy input them in somewhere where they can be accessed?
I don't know. I don't know if Luther's forwarded. I don't think Luther's forwarded his completed forms to the bioinformatics core because they're supposed to come
it,
to,
right.
They're supposed to come here, too.
Well, I've gotten a copy of some of them.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. But
in the access database?
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Good.
All right. So, Ken, that seems to be something that you need to follow up on with both Luther and Gene.
Because Luther's came to me, then I sent them on to Andy, since I wasn't supposed to have them, and I don't know what's happened to them since then.
Okay. Well, I will check into that.
And Craig was supposed to be online, but obviously he's not here. So we'll have to check into that. Tina, any issues with you guys are going back in November? So.
Yep. We had discussed the possibility of making the questionnaire set that we're using for the prospective cohort available to people outside the consortium.
Right.
And you were approached by someone who wanted it, and we've been asked by several people in Australia to use it.
Right.
And then the question came up, what about the access database that's the bioinformatics core has helped us to develop and that we're building on to use for this project and for Ukraine. Would it be reasonable to make that available to people outside the consortium with the understanding that the bioinformatics core wouldn't support it for non-consortium members?
Right. You know, I think we should make everything available to anyone who wants to use it. But
I talked to Andy about it, and he said he wasn't opposed. He wanted to run it by Craig.
You know, if you know, they can use it and create their own database, and I think that would encourage everyone to collect the same measures that we are, at least.
Okay, and so the expanded alcohol and control variable database that they've created is just in the final testing process right now, so we should be able to put it up on the web then.
Okay, and if the paper copy, you know, the hard copy, can mm-hmm. we can put that up whenever you want.
Okay.
We now have a web person who's just been there a week, but she's seems to be very good, and so we can get these things up. All the notes are now there, and things
Hello.
Like that. Hello.
Hi, this is Sandy Jacobson.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Ed.
Michael's not. Oh, Phil, did you?
I'm here.
Pardon? Oh, Michael. Michael, congratulations, first of all, on Boston winning.
Thank you so much, and to everyone else in the country, right?
Okay. Phil, do you have any issues that need to be dealt with?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Michael, the Basic Science Projects, thank you for your help with the blurbs. Seem to be going along pretty well, I think.
I think it's going well. There's a couple of papers that have either just come out or are about to come out from the Basic Science Group, both on MAP. And I actually attended a board meeting in San Diego this past weekend. With a company that's trying to bring MAP to market for another disease, and there was quite a bit of interest in whether this was something that they would eventually do. So there's certainly interest in the product.
In the what?
In the product.
In MAP. This is the neuroprotective agent that is being studied.
Okay.
But everything is going fine.
Charlie, everything going well there?
Yeah, we're moving along. We the three of us, Fungzo and I, and Mark Stanton, met at Neurosciences. We've got the mouse work initiated now. The neonatal mice are being treated this week to start, and we should have data by January on them. And we've pursued further I mentioned in the last conference call the possibility of having our prenatal mouse model animals, the offspring of them, screened at the Johns Hopkins Center on Neurobehavioral Genetics. And Mark is on that executive board, so we anticipate moving forward with that. We have to write a short proposal, and it gets reviewed. And if they take that, then we're going to start producing animals, alcohol-exposed prenatal mice, prenatally exposed mice with or without the LNAP to try to look at the behavioral outcomes through that screening system. That would happen the first half of next year is our hope.
And Ken, how is the dysmorphology going? You've seen a lot of kids, it looks like.
I think we've seen a fair number of kids. I wouldn't say a lot, but between Gene and Helsinki and all four of us in Rome, not a lot, but some kids here in San Diego, I think we're moving forward.
Okay. Ken or Lori? You've heard everybody.
So we've heard everyone. This is good. Again, I wanted to say, getting those bullets that we received from just about everyone was very, very useful for us.
Okay, so...
Given that we only that date around once a month and meet.
Ken, you're fading. I can't get you at all.
Okay, because we do get inquiries all the time. This is a collaborative project. I sound like a broken record saying that, but it's different than an R01, and we really need to have frequent updates as to what is going on.
Okay.
One thing, Ed, I'd like to butt in for a sec because I told Elizabeth that I would mention that we're getting started on our imaging protocol in San Diego. We Elizabeth Sal was down here for neuroscience, and we were able to scan the phantom that's going to be scanned at UCLA and here, and we're working on a human phantom as well. So we're forward. We expect to start collecting data by the end of November.
Right. I know Colleen has started to recruit for the imaging.
No.
In line with the imaging work, the Finns have collected data using MRS on 10 controls and 10 FAS cases. The results look very exciting, and they're writing that up. And they're anxious to get started on additional MEG work and structural imaging stuff as well. So I'm pleased. And Jennifer Thomas, who's not online, who does not have a real project in the consortium, but as many of you know, studies the effect of choline, and Tina was nice enough to forward a Wall Street Journal article which said that the latest studies suggest in pregnancy that choline plays a critical role in brain development, lower the risk of neural tube defects, so in the same way that folic acid does. So I think Jennifer's work is moving along nicely too, and hopefully can get involved in the consortium collaboration as well.
Yeah. Ed, if you could forward that to us. I don't recall seeing it, even though we get clips from every newspaper and Wall Street Journal every day.
Okay.
And the Boston Globe.
Could you send it to everyone?
Who has the subscription? Tina, did you have the subscription?
I got it on the web. I'll post it to the listserv if you want.
Yes, that would be great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So I guess that's everything. Laurie, did you have any comments or concerns or issues?
Yeah, Laurie just indicated that she's not on the listserv, so if she can be added.
Sure, I'll send that to Craig.
Ed?
Any other?
Yeah, Ed? I raised one question. I don't know whether it's premature or not, but have you thought about whether anything from the consortium ought to be presented for the RSA program summer?
I haven't, but I think that's a good idea.
That deadline is December the 10th. That's why I bring it up, if it's going to be a symposium or something like
that. Ken, what's your impression of that? Ken Warren, do you think that's a good idea?
I don't know. I get a little bit uneasy. It's just my only perspective.
You're faded away again on me.
I'll try to. It's just my own perspective on it, about symposia that are organized around a single consortia. I've had this issue before, and the Institute supports about right now four or five consortia. For example, on COGA, we've done them. There's science to be reported. If there is my own bias is to develop it, not try to restrict it just to the CFAS consortia.
Okay. I mean, but there's really no objection then if we try to submit a symposia featuring the work going on in the consortium.
Right, as long as it's just not exclusively CFAS.
Okay. So it should not be exclusively CFAS.
No, it should not be exclusively CFAS.
So more of an international or...
Schematic?
Schematic. Of, and,
better.
In doing... a multidisciplinary approach to the study of fetal alcohol.
Right, or something of that nature, right.
Okay. All righty. So how does the group feel about me working on that for a symposium? Good idea, bad idea?
I like it.
All right. That's all.
Yes, that's
the veto vote there.
No, it's a good idea.
All right. Any other issues that need to be discussed? If not, we'll have another call in a month. And, you know, anyone can, and you all do anyway, is to email me with issues as they come up. So,
Ed, has anything been decided about the meeting in January?
No. We were having difficulty with dates, and we will probably be sending out, we were trying to just arrange one with the basic science group for January, and that was either December or January, and that became an extremely difficult issue. And I will probably be sending out an email next week asking for people's times and schedules for late January, early February.
Ed, can you make it early February? We got our case conference the last week in January.
All right, so we'll try to do it for early February.
Which will involve a number of the members of the consortium.
And
can we make it middle February?
The first Thursday of the month of February is the National Advisory Council.
Okay. So that's out.
I would try to avoid that date for sure.
All right. Is anyone on the consortium on council? If we meet in Washington, it's always a little bit easier to get everybody from NIAAA there. All right, because the places that come up are always Washington and Indiana.
For me, Washington is certainly easy. That's one flight.
Right.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I'll send out an email, and we'll see what we can schedule for early in February, but not to conflict with council. And
what's the date of the next phone call?
That's they're on the whatever the third Thursday, the last Thursday of the month at 11 o'clock.
Except next month, it's a little different because of Thanksgiving.
All right. So we'll probably.
Yeah, I think we set the date for it. I have to look at my calendar to see.
Yeah,
well, Madre would have that. So.
The first Thursday.
Where are the chips I want to buy first?
Hello? You're buying chips?
Yeah. I could use some. I'm hungry.
I thought, Sandy, you were on that low-carb diet. You're not allowed to buy chips. I think she's gone. All right. Well, if there are no other issues.
I'm listening.
Oh, you're eating chips.
Ed,
I'm not.
Yeah. Phil?
I'm not.
I have one comment. At the next meeting, excuse my other phone ringing. At the next meeting of the consortium in February, can we have the 3D camera there no matter where it's held so that some more people
us can be trained?
Trained. And
yeah.
Then I'd like Elizabeth then to image me so I can use it with tribal councils.
Okay, we'll try to. It's not the easiest thing to move around.
I know, but I do think a lot of people like me, I could use more training on it, and I would benefit getting imaged.
Right.
My presentations to tribal councils, it really, really will help me a lot.
Okay.
And
we will try to get that done. And if you need it done sooner, I mean, we were going to have Jeff Rogers go to the sites. The problem was that he didn't have a passport, so we couldn't send him to Finland. But I think he's ready now. So we were going to have him actually take the camera and provide training on site. But if it's going to help you get human subjects approval for that and get it accepted among the tribes, that's something we really will do.
You bet.
Phil, are you going to be at a site at any time that has a camera?
Not before February, no.
No, okay.
If you want to fly to Buffalo, Phil, it's a nice time of the year there.
I'm actually really booked solid with travel between now and Christmas.
All righty.
Ed, I have...
Yeah.
Michael, I need more information about getting the LNAP. To my lab, you sent me an email.
Best bet is to contact Mike Wilkmeyer.
Okay. That's all I needed, because I trashed the email without doing it. Now I'm regretting
it.
So, and the other thing, I just want to bring attention to the consortium. One of the things I saw at the Society for Neuroscience was that there was a fairly there's a report of a fairly striking interaction of prenatal exposure to ethanol and cannabinoids, so that the cannabinoid activity increased the effects of early ethanol exposure fairly dramatically. So.
Between ethanol and what?
And
marijuana.
THC. And that's something that I think, if it pans out to be, you know, replicable, is something that is relevant to the consortia effort, too.
You know who has data on that is Nancy Day. In humans, at low levels of both, low levels of exposure to both.
And I don't know her data, so I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, she's got a paper that's out not too long ago on that. All righty, any other comments? Well, then, Madre will let you know when the next conference call is. It'll probably be the week before Thanksgiving. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.